is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of January, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist and critic David Lodge, born in London, 1935, author of The Picture Goers, The British Museum is Falling Down, and other comic novels. It's the birthday of Colette, born in France in 1873, best known as the author of Cherie and Gigi in 1945. It's the birthday of Jackson Pollock, born Cody, Wyoming, 1912, the abstract impressionist painter, deeply influenced by Pablo Picasso. And it's the birthday of one of the most popular living religious writers in the world, Rick Warren, born in Redwood Valley, California, 1954, author of the best-selling nonfiction hardcover in American history, which is The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For?, came out in 2003 and has sold more than 25 million copies. Rick Warren, one of the founders of the megachurch phenomenon, pastor of a church in Saddleback County, California, with more than 20,000 members, who has given 90% of all the proceeds of his book to charity. Here's a poem for today, a poem by the cockroach Archie, a poem by Don Marquis, Forgets His Littleness. If all the bugs in all the worlds, twixt earth and Betelgeuse, should sharpen up their little stings and turn their feelings loose, they soon would show all human beings in Saturn, Earth, or Mars their relative significance among the spinning stars. Man is so proud, the haughty simp, so hard for to approach, and he looks down with such an air on spider, midge, or roach. The supercilious silliness of this poor wingless bird is cosmically comical and stellarly absurd. His scuttleated occiput has holes somewhere inside, and there no doubt 2 pints or so of scrambled brains reside. If all the bugs of all the stars should sting him on the dome, they might pierce through that osseous rind and find the brains at home. And in the convolutions lay an egg with fancies fraught, which, germinating rapidly, might turn into a thought, might turn into the thought that men and insects are the same, both transient flecks of starry dust that out of nothing came. The planets are what atoms are, and neither more nor less. Man's feet have grown so big that he forgets his littleness. The things he thinks are only things that insects always knew. The things he does are stunts that we don't have to think to do. He spent a score of centuries in getting feeble wings, which we instinctively acquired with other trivial things. The day is coming very soon when man and all his race must cast their silly pride aside and take the second place. I'll take the bugs of all the stars and tell them of my plan and fling them with their myriad stings against the tyrant man. Dear boss, this outburst is the result of a personal insult, as so much verse always is. Maybe you know how that is yourself. I dropped into an Irish stew in a restaurant the other evening for a warm bath and a bite to eat, and a low-browed waiter plucked me out and said to me, "If you must eat, I will lead you to the food I have especially prepared for you," and he took me to the kitchen and tried to make me fill myself with a poisonous concoction known cynically as roach food. Can you wonder that my anger against the whole human race has blazed forth in song? When the revolution comes, I shall do my best to save you. You have so many points that are far from being human. A poem, Forgets His Littleness, by Don Marquis, from the annotated Archie and Mehitabel, published by Penguin Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.